Welcome to this episode of Maggie's Podcast.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and the Yuggera people as the traditional owners on the land on which our school stands. We pay our respect to First Nations peoples past, present and emerging.
In this episode, we will be interviewing the 2024 primary school captains, Sarah and Audrey.
Hi, I'm Audrey.
And I'm Sarah.
We are so excited to be interviewing you as two former Maggie's Podcast members. Thank you very much for taking the time to be in this podcast so our listeners can get to know you better.
So, girls, how long have you been at St. Margaret's for?
I've been at St. Margaret's since prep, so this is my 7th year.
I've been at St. Margaret's since year 5, so this is my 2nd year.
What is your favourite part about being at St. Margaret's?
My favourite part about being in St. Margaret's is all the amazing teachers, staff and community we have, and also all the extracurricular activities we have on offer.
Yeah, I agree with Audrey. I really enjoy the whole community feeling and how you're all included. I also really enjoy all the extracurricular and challenges that the school offers.
What would you say is the best part about being a primary school captain?
The best part for me would be all the other things we can do aside from being a year 6 girl. So we get to talk to other people, introduce others and speak at assembly as well.
I think it's probably getting to do all the public speaking and having and the opportunity to extend my skills speaking in front of a public audience.
Who is your role model?
I have many role models, but one of them would probably be Eddie Jacku. He has lived this very tough and extraordinary life, and he has shown us that perseverance and belief can take you a long way.
Yeah, I've got many role models as well. Apart from my family, I think one of my main role models is Sam Kerr. I love how she inspired most little girls to pursue their dreams and to keep going when things are hard.
What are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about music and English.
I'm passionate about all my lessons and practically the whole school day, but especially all the extracurricular like sport and music.
What are your plans for 2024?
My plan would be to make the most of year 6 because this year it goes by so quickly and it's the last year of primary school, and also to put in all my effort in study.
Yeah, I agree with Audrey because like time goes so fast, and next week I'll probably think, oh, wait, what day it is again? But I also think that I really want to make everyone feel like they belong and make everyone feel like they can be themselves.
The St. Margaret's theme for 2024 is striving. If you could give any piece of advice to our Maggie's Podcast listeners about how to strive this year, what would it be?
Mine would probably be to put 100% effort in everything that you do, because at the end of the day, all the study that you did, all the revision that you did is going to pay off, and collectively it's going to make a big difference.
Yes, I agree with Audrey, but I also think set your goals that you are really passionate about, maybe make a list and make a timetable and work hard to achieve them, so then you can tick off something on that list, and it's a really rewarding feeling.
One final question. What are your extracurricular activities?
I'm involved in 4 orchestras and a band, so I don't do as much as Sarah.
I am involved in a lot of things, so I'm not going to list them all, otherwise this would take all day.
We'll be here all day.
For all the Andrews Cup sports, club netball, club water polo, Chaisley Concert Band, private music lessons, chorale and bella voce. And I think that's it.
Wow.
That's a lot. Thank you for answering these questions today. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for everyone for listening to this episode of Maggie's Podcast.